And this, it has to be in three levels. The first one as individual within the building, and the second one at urban level. So for example, the interaction, this interaction between this building, the Palma building, and the student union, and the microbiology, and other buildings as well adjacent here in the area. So within urban environment, and within the whole Reading town, for example. So there's interaction for the building itself, and also at urban level and global level. And this what later on we can see that, you know, created the problem of the environment, because people, we start thinking about, okay, we build building just at local level. We think about it at local level, but we don't think about what consequence of that building will have, or what impact that building will have on the global environment. And now we start to appreciate that building, they have a great impact, not only on the local level, on the occupants, for example, like us, or even on the whole town, but also globally as well. And we have to be appreciative of this kind of interactions. And we look to vernacular architecture, for example, in different countries, on different climatic conditions. If you look to, for example, here, this building, people from Malaysia, anybody from Malaysia here? Or from Singapore, humid, hot, humid climates, tropics, anybody from the tropics? If you live in the tropics, you find vernacular architecture like this, very simple bamboo structures created, and the idea to create more air movement inside the building. Anybody from hot, dry climate? Anybody from hot, dry climate, Saudi Arabia, Africa, North Africa, somewhere? Yeah. So you can relate with this, you know, if you look at traditional building, you expect it, you know, either to be tents or using mud walls. And the idea of mud walls, they are very good in this kind of hot climate. They prevent the hot heat going into inside the building. Another, for example, in temperate climate here, for example, in the UK, you see this kind of pitch roof because it's too much rain and the snow as well. And you can see this in colder climate as well. And if you go further north in a more cold climate, so you can see in polar climate, you can't see this kind of buildings, which is the igloo of the Eskimo people, the traditional people of the polar region. They created these halls, which is a small room inside the snow. So this is fully snow. So this is what we call the igloo. And this we can see, there is a lot for us to learn from this vernacular architecture. And this, what about sustainability? And this is the area I'm interested in, to look at vernacular architecture and look how they respond to their own or their immediate climate conditions, whether in hot climates, tropics, or cold, or temperate, or polar climate. And what we realize now, you know, after the 1980s, the people, you know, start using air conditioning. Air conditioning become very available, and artificial lighting as well. And what happened? People, rather than looking at vernacular architecture and learn from it, modern architecture start to rely on service equipment. So for example, lighting, air conditioning. So the idea, okay, it is hot in summer, for example, in the UK. To solve the problem, I will completely isolate the building from the surrounding environment, so I don't let the sun come in, I don't let the wind come in. And what I do, I put air conditioning and I put artificial lighting. And this is what has contributed, you know, to the environmental problems that we know it today. So all this environmental problem, I'm sure you are aware about it. And also issues like sick Bindle syndrome as well. So we see that most of these buildings, these modern buildings, because they are fully closed, people inside those buildings, they start to feel sick. Productivity becoming very low. People are not productive. So, for example, if you are in a lecture theater, you get dizzy after 10, 15 minutes. I hope you are not dizzy now. And if things going this way, if these modern buildings in all countries around the world, they keep doing this by using this highly energy-intensive equipment like air conditionings and daylightings, what happens? There will be a lot of changes. And this just a joke to say greeting from Scotland. You expect that to happen if the thing's going this way. And we have this why we have to do things about it. And one of the concepts that we are doing is talking about is renewable energy. How to use renewable energy and to use passive design. You know, going back to this vernacular architecture, they didn't use equipment, they didn't use energy, the building didn't rely mainly on air conditioning or lighting, and still were very comfortable, and still people, they go there and live in some parts of the world in this kind of vernacular architecture.